All right, let's get into it. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of Rod Stewart, highlighting seven key aspects of his legendary career. Welcome to Cliff Notes' 7 to Know. I'm Cliff Notes. Let's explore seven interesting facts about Rod Stewart. Ready to rock with Rod's remarkable records? Let's roll. Fact number 1. Rod Stewart was born in January 1945 in Highgate, London, and rose from busking to global stardom. Here's the key point. He grew up working class, soaked up the mod scene, busked with a harmonica, and even got deported from Spain for vagrancy before landing club gigs that shaped his soulful, raspy style. Test yourself. What year was Rod Stewart born? Correct answer, 1945. Memory aid. In 45, Rod came alive. All right, next up, fact number 2. In 1971, his album Every Picture Tells a Story and the single Maggie May topped charts simultaneously in the UK, US, Canada and Australia. In simpler terms, a B-side became a blockbuster, mandolin and all, and the folk rock plus soul blend vaulted him to international fame. Quick check. Which album and single topped charts simultaneously in 1971? Orcas. Correct answer. Every Picture Tells a Story and Maggie May, Memory Aid. In 71, Maggie May was number 1. Let's keep it going. Fact number 3. Stewart fronted Faces from 1969 to 1975 while building his solo career, and that tension helped lead to the band's breakup. Think about it this way. Faces had swagger and big live energy, but as Rod's solo hits grew, the balance tipped. Ronnie Wood drifted to the Stones and Faces faded. Pop quiz. Which band did Rod Stewart front from 1969 to 1975? Correct answer. Faces. Memory aid. Faces faded as Rod's fame paraded. Now, let's shift gears. Fact number 4. He achieved massive late 1970s success with disco, especially Da Ya Think I'm Sexy. Here's where it gets interesting. Blondes Have More Fun hit big, that slinky disco groove crossed formats, and despite backlash, he turned controversy into charity by donating royalties to UNICEF. Quick test. What genre did Rod Stewart explore with Da Ya Think I'm Sexy? Correct answer, disco. Memory aid. Disco was Rod's late 70s show. Let's move right along. Fact number 5. In December 1994, Rod set a Guinness World Record by performing to about 3.5 million people at Copacabana Beach. From a practical angle, that free New Year's Eve show is one of the biggest audiences in music history. It cemented him as a global live force. Test time. Where did Rod Stewart perform to a record crowd of about 3.5 million people in 1994? Correct answer, Copacabana Beach. Memory aid. In 94, Stewart rocked the shore. On to the next point, fact number 6. He's a two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, 1994 as a solo artist and 2012 with Faces, and he was knighted in 2016 for services to music and charity. The big idea is industry respect and national honours. That's legacy with a capital L. Quick check. How many times has Rod Stewart been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Correct answer, 2. Memory aid. Twice in Rock's Hall. Knighted overall. All right then. Fact number 7. In the 2000s, his Great American Songbook albums reintroduced classic standards to mainstream audiences and returned him to the top of the charts. Let's clarify. Matching that warm rasp to Tin Pan Alley and big band arrangements gave him a second wind with new listeners and loyal fans. Test yourself. Which album series reintroduced Rod Stewart to mainstream audiences in the 2000s? Sars. Correct answer. Great American Songbook. Memory aid. Songbook success in the new millennium's press. Quick recap time, short and sharp. What year was Rod Stewart born? Correct answer, 1945. Which album and single topped charts simultaneously in 1971? Correct answer, Every Picture Tells a Story and Maggie May. Which band did Rod Stewart front from 1969 to 1975? Correct answer, Faces. What genre did he explore with Da Ya Think I'm Sexy? Correct answer, Disco. Where did he perform to a record crowd of about 3.5 million in 1994? Correct answer, Copacabana Beach. How many times has he been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Correct answer, 2. Which album series reintroduced him in the 2000s? Correct answer, Great American Songbook. You've got the top 7 facts down. What matters most? With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. That's it for today. Keep this fresh in your mind.